Monday matinees begin right here on the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated PG for parental guidance recommended.
Chatterbox Audio Theater presents Romana Clay, an original production written by Robert Arnold. Part 1.
Folks, what's on tap for today?
Who knows?
On tap? That's a pun. I get it.
Just have to wait and see.
Sure hope it's good.
It better be good.
If it isn't good, I won't stand for it. If it isn't good, it's gone.
Just have to wait and see.
There you go, boys. You look like you're ready for another round. Thanks.
Hey, Gary. How long you been tending bar here?
Oh, long time, Bob.
I bet you got a lot of funny stories about this place.
No, I don't know.
A few sad stories, maybe.
Maybe even a scary story or two?
Boys, I doubt if I got anything you haven't heard before.
Oh. Hey, Gary, how about telling that story about that cat that got walled up in the cellar last winter?
Oh, yeah.
Now, boys, I already told you that one. Just yesterday I told it.
Oh, hell, we don't care, Gary. It's a funny story, and you tell it good.
You sure do, Gary. You tell it real funny.
Well, all right, boys, if you insist. It was deep into November, as I recall.
Make sure you do the voices, Gary.
I'm getting there, Rupert. It was deep into November, as I recall, and Patches was lying... Oh, hello.
Hi.
Hi there, stranger.
Listen, I need a little help, and,
Don't believe we know you around here, do we?
No, I don't believe you do. Listen, I was just...
Nice to have a nice fresh face every now and again, right, boys?
Ooh, yeah.
Well, that's great. Thank you. Now, listen...
Now, have a seat, stranger, and I'll bring you a cold one.
No, thanks. If you'll just listen to me for a second...
I am.
What?
Listening.
My name is Stuart Benson. I'm a traveling salesman. I was just passing through on my way into town, and all of a sudden...
Your car?
Excuse me?
Was it your car? You were just passing through on your way into town, and all of a sudden your car started making funny noises. Am I right?
Oh, yeah. You're right.
And after a few more miles, the engine gave out, and you coasted to a stop right outside.
Yeah.
And you were just about to check under the hood when it started to rain.
Well, yeah, exactly.
So, you were wondering if you could use my phone. Am I right?
Does this happen all the time or something?
Yeah, more often than you might think.
Well, so how about it then, the phone?
Phone, your phone.
What?
Sorry.
Listen, it'll just take a second, a local call. Is it customers only? Is that it? Because I'll buy something, you know. I'll be happy
to... No. It's not that, stranger. I can't let you use the phone on account of we don't have one.
You don't have a phone?
That's right.
Why don't you have a phone?
Why, for situations just such as this.
I'm sorry?
Have a seat, stranger. Make yourself comfortable. You may be here a little while.
What? No, look, I need to...
I insist. Take a load off. I'll get you a beer.
I'm sorry, I really can't. Look, is there another place around here that might have a phone?
Of course not. Don't be ridiculous.
Well, then I'm sorry, but I need...
Sit down. That's what you need to do. Sit down. Now listen. It just so happens that Rupert, over there, is a certified mechanic, okay? He can fix whatever's wrong with your car using a few simple tools that I have here in the building. So, that gives us a nice, reasonable time frame. Rupert will fix your car. But he can't do it now, in this weather. We'll have to wait out the storm.
Which one of them is Rupert?
The funny-looking one.
Huh?
Sit down, Mr. Benson. It'll get interesting soon. I promise. I'm Gary, by the way. I own the place.
Oh, yeah? For how long?
No, long time now.
And it's not yet occurred to you to get a phone?
No, it's occurred to me all right. But a phone would, you know, make things a little too easy.
Technology has a way of doing that.
Hey, you're a funny guy. Hey, you hear him, boys? He's funny. Those are the boys.
Hi, boys.
Why don't you go over and introduce yourself? They'll be glad to know you. Go on. It's fine. I'll get that beer, huh?
Afternoon, gentlemen.
Afternoon.
Do the boys always speak in unison?
No. That was just a happy coincidence.
I'm Stuart Benson, gentlemen. I'm a traveling salesman.
Glad to know you.
Thanks. And you are...
Well, we're the boys.
Great. Which one of you is Rupert?
I reckon I am.
You reckon?
Yeah, near as I can tell.
Well, listen, Rupert, I'm having some trouble with my car, and...
Well, it just so happens that I'm a certified mechanic. I can fix whatever's wrong with your car, using a few simple tools that Gary has here in the building. So that gives us a nice, reasonable time frame. I will fix your car, but I can't do it now. In this weather, we'll have to wait out the storm...
Yeah, so I hear. Anyway, it sounds like something came loose in the engine or something. I don't really know anything about cars.
Hold that thought there, friend.
Excuse me?
Details aren't really necessary at this stage in the game. We don't want to be confused by extraneous information.
I hardly think it's extraneous.
Oh, it is for the time being. Perhaps you can share it with us later. Unless this turns out to be a tragedy.
What? What's that supposed to mean?
Well, now be real, Les. No one likes tragedies anymore. They're too unsettling.
No, don't mind Lester, friend. He just gets impatient when he thinks things are running a little long. Don't you, Les?
What things? What's running long?
This. The exposition.
The what?
Their attention span gets shorter all the time. Don't let it get to you. You're doing just fine.
Listen, I'm not really sure what's going on here, but...
Power must have gone out.
Here we go.
Well, thank God already.
Any chance you're an electrician, stranger?
Shh, shh, we'll miss it.
Damn it, Gary. What was that? You and your red herrings.
Oh, wasn't me, Lloyd. Just keep paying attention, okay?
Listen, will someone please explain to me what's going on here and just who it is you people think I am?
We don't know yet, friend. That's why we're interested. Tell you what, why don't you come back over this way for a minute, hmm?
Oh, come on, Gary.
I'll talk nice and loud, boys. You can all listen in, eh? You have to understand that they're coming off a pretty wild week. There was a knife fight in here yesterday, and last Monday, a young woman had a seizure or something right over there in that booth.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so they've been kind of spoiled. Always nice when somebody new comes through here, stranger. Know why that is? It's because everybody's got a story.
Oh, yes, they surely do.
I'm not sure I follow you.
That's right. But you know what's interesting, friend? All the millions of stories in the world, no matter where they come from, every single one of them can be boiled down to one of two different scenarios.
Well, all right.
But just think about it for a minute. You've got a hero goes on a quest. Then you've got B, a stranger comes to town. And if you're willing to consider shifting your point of view a little, you'll see that those are really just two different perspectives of the same scenario.
What's your point?
Well, stranger, Welcome to town.
Glad to know you.
But listen, no, this isn't anything like that. My car broke down is all.
Everyone's car breaks down, friend. It's a classic.
Listen, I need a mechanic. That's it. I'm sorry, but that's my whole story.
You just give it a bit, Mr. Benson. You just wait.
For what exactly?
Don't worry. When the time comes... Oh. That
big fella got in there.
Scary.
Give me a beer.
Sure thing, stranger. One beer, coming right up. Well, stranger, should I start a tab for you?
No.
No?
No, actually, I think I'd prefer to just take it.
Oh, my God, he's got a gun.
Yes, I think I'd like that. In fact, I think I'll take everything I want, which is money. I love money, love it. And you have it, and I want it, so I am going to take it. Now be a good boy and empty that cash register for me. Just put the money here in my thief bag.
All right!
Now you're talking.
Shh, quiet, watch.
Why is everyone looking at me?
Well, aren't you going to do something?
Me? What? What am I going to do?
Drop it, punk!
Oh, no!
FBI, scumbag, we've been looking for you for a long time.
Oh, wow.
I definitely did not see that coming.
Gentlemen, I give you the dive bar bandit. There's no more sadistic criminal in this state. Or in any of them, for that matter. We knew you'd show your mug here, bandit. That's why I've been stationed outside this bar, undercover, waiting for all these years.
Amazing.
Damn you, Special Agent Mason Stone. I'll see you in hell.
Not before I see you behind bars.
Awesome.
What a good one.
Ooh, spit in his face. Do it.
Yay!
On your feet, scumbag. Don't worry, gentlemen. I'll make sure our friend here goes away for a long, long time.
Did you see that?
I don't believe it.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. What the hell was that?
It looks like we caught the tail end of something else.
What? What else? None of that. None of it made a bit of sense. That guy was hanging out in your parking lot asking for spare change. Suddenly he's an FBI agent? How long has he been coming here?
Long as we have, I suppose.
Oh, he busts in here like that, and all of a sudden he's some kind of ninja? And since when do FBI agents go after dangerous criminals without any sort of backup?
You know, stranger, if you did a little more listening and a little less talking, I think you could learn a thing or two from Special Agent Mason Stone.
Oh, don't let the kid chafe you, Lloyd. He's upset because he messed up and somebody else had to save his ass.
Oh, messed up? What's that supposed to mean? You thought I was going to do something about that? What the hell was I supposed to do?
Well, nothing, apparently. Your conflict must come later.
I'm getting really sick of all this.
Oh, just sit tight, friend. Something's bound to happen.
Had a great idea.
What's a Romana Clay?
Oh, hello, James.
Oh, boy, here's James.
Here we go. Here comes somebody.
Oh, boy.
It's driving me crazy. I keep hearing it. I hear it all the time, and I don't know what it means.
Good old James always worked up about something.
Yeah, but I've never seen him like this.
Romana
before.
Clay. Romana Clay. Why won't anyone tell me what's a Romana Clay?
Well, why don't you just look it up?
I can't.
Why not?
It's like some secret everyone's keeping from me.
Oh, James, why can't you look it up?
Because I don't have the right dictionary.
What do you mean, the right dictionary?
Well, it's obviously not English. The only dictionary I have is an English dictionary.
What is it? Is it French?
I'd say it sounds Roman, but that's just because the first word is Roman.
Try it anyway, why don't you? I bet it's in there.
Well, do you have a dictionary?
They don't even have a phone.
Oh, sorry.
Communication not being priority number one around here.
And did the Romans have their own language, or did they just keep speaking the Greek?
No, they had their own. Very influential. That's where you get your Romantic languages.
It's Spanish, Italian, Russian.
Oh, also German. You might not think it, but German is a very romantic language.
Well, what am I going to do? It's storming like crazy out there. I can't just run home to use a dictionary.
Here.
What? Nothing. Nothing at all. Thank you, sir. Stranger. Sir.
What's the big deal?
Didn't you say you were a salesman, friend?
That's right.
What exactly do you sell?
Pocket dictionaries.
All right!
Lordy.
What? What is it?
Got it.
What's it say?
It's just...
Is it French?
Yeah, it is. A novel that represents historical events and characters in the guise of fiction. French novel with a key.
Yeah, that's how I've always understood it. There you go, then.
That's it?
Russian, too, is very romantic.
We already said Russian. Russian was already said.
That's it?
Well, is there another entry?
No.
Then that's it.
It's a literary term?
Something wrong with that?
I don't know. It just sounded so important.
Literature isn't important?
It is, but...
But what?
Come on. Who reads?
You got it for me.
Well, I guess that's that. I guess I'll go, then. Gary, I guess I'll go.
What do you say to that, stranger?
What do you mean?
I mean, what do you say to James's decision to quit the premises?
Well, I don't know. Isn't it still raining?
I think it's letting up. Well, good luck, everyone. I guess I'll see you later.
What? What? Oh, come on. You think that was it? That was my opening?
It sure seemed like one to me.
Oh, for God's sake.
I mean, I just feel like something more could have come of it. The encounter, that is. It was disappointing.
What? Was I supposed to ask him other words he could have looked up? Or started a dialogue about the wonders of French phrases?
Well, you could have tried it, at least.
Might have gone somewhere.
Could have been interesting.
Oh, I didn't feel like learning anything anyway.
Look, Rupert, if the rain's let up, then maybe we can go take a quick peek at my car?
You? Sorry, friend. Looks like you're here a little while longer.
Romana Clay, I don't really feel like I needed to know that.
Gary, listen, I've been thinking.
That's not very exciting, Stuart. Dramatically, I mean.
This rain's never going to stop, is it?
Oh, I guess it will eventually.
But not until I do something or until something happens involving me.
Everyone has a destiny, friend.
Gary, listen, I'm just a guy, okay? That's it. I'm trying to get to town so I can sell a few pocket dictionaries. There's no great conflict, no thrilling destiny ahead. Please try to understand that.
Oh, all heroes are unlikely heroes, Stuart. That's what makes them heroic. Think about it. Even your firemen, your policemen, your soldiers, people who know they're going to be walking into danger, well, none of them actually expect to be heroes. Otherwise, why would they be getting medals, awards, you know, commendations for something that was expected of them in the first place? So... That's a big part of it. It's all about doing something that no one expects of you.
But these people do expect it of me. Besides, I mean, I really don't think there's anything here for me to do, any evil to thwart or anything.
Oh, just you wait, friend. Your time will come.
What if it doesn't, though? What if nothing ever happens?
Well, we'll just wait here and hope it does. Eh? Another beer?
No. This beer tastes like water.
Oh, yours probably is water. We can't have you stumbling around drunk when the big moment comes now, can we?
Assuming it ever comes.
It's really raining out there. Hope you didn't leave your car windows down.
Gary, am I in hell?
Hell? Come on. Do you know how overused that premise is?
So what is this place? It's really just a bar?
It really is.
Just a little dive bar in the middle of nowhere. The kind of place where it's so unlikely anything will happen that something is bound to happen?
You're not sure I follow you, friend.
Oh, come on. Doesn't this whole setup seem a little too innocuous to you, a little contrived?
You think this is contrived? There's a scene later on that takes place at a park bench.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Yeah, just you wait.
Oh, good God. What about whiskey? You think I could taste the whiskey?
It's worth a shot.
Worth a shot. That's a pun. I get it.
Ah, shut up, you. Start pouring, Gary.
Whatever you say.
You have been listening to Chatterbox Audio Theater's production of Romana Clay, featuring Greg Crossness as Gary, Stephen Burke as Stuart, Alan Busby as Bob, Bill Short as Lloyd, John Roan as Les, Henry McDaniel as Rupert, Robert Arnold as James, and Andrew Sullivan as Special Agent Mason Stone. Music written and performed by Catherine Whitfield. Produced by Andrew Sullivan. Written and directed by Robert Arnold. This is your announcer, Tom Badgett. Chatterbox Audio Theater is a nonprofit, web-based community theater that advances the exchange of ideas by channeling creativity and artistic collaboration into recorded audio works that enlighten, entertain, and inspire. Download all of our shows free at www.chatterboxtheater.org.
Hi there. Are you a fan of all things horror? Yeah? You are? Well, in that case, find Tuesday Terrors, which is the Mutual Audio feed that comes out on a Tuesday, believe it or not. Shock horror, I know. But if you subscribe there, you'll find amazing horror fiction audio in your player every Tuesday. Yeah. Tuesday Terrors. Subscribe to the Mutual Audio Network.
The Mutual Audio Network. Listening and imagining together.